Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a warm evening across the region. Clear skies are expected in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. In Haifa, temperatures are mild, making for a pleasant night. Here are today's headlines. First, Syria claims it stopped an attempt to smuggle advanced weapons to Hezbollah from Iraq. This report comes from the Times of Israel. 2 hours ago. Also, from the Jerusalem Post earlier today, Israel's Energy Minister Katz confirmed his discussions with Pete Hegseth on regional security and Iran's threat. Also this hour, the IDF announced it killed 3 armed Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon. This is according to JNS, 5 hours ago. Separately, I-24 News reported 3 hours ago that a U.S. citizen has safely left Iran after being held under a coercive exit ban for over a year. And finally, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency noted just 18 minutes ago that many Jewish Republicans are shifting their support to Marco Rubio for 2028, amid concerns about anti-Semitism from figures like J.D. Vance. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Matzig, an Israeli activist and commentator, wrote just minutes ago about the implications of U.S. aid to Israel, suggesting it serves as leverage rather than control. Ynet Global highlighted a U.S. study from 4 minutes ago. It reveals a mystery behind rising lung cancer cases in young, healthy non-smokers. The House Foreign Affairs GOP account, in a retweet from earlier today, expressed pride in the strong partnership between the U.S. and Israel, following a meeting with Israeli Foreign Minister Gedon Sar. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, Syria claims it thwarted a smuggling operation involving weapons like missiles and drones destined for Hezbollah. The arms reportedly crossed into Syria from Iraq. This development underscores the ongoing regional tensions and the challenges for Israel in preventing weapon proliferation to hostile groups. Turning to Katz's discussions with Pete Hegseth, reported by the Jerusalem Post, the Israeli minister emphasized the nation's commitment to countering threats from Iran and its proxies. He also detailed Israeli military operations in Syria, Gaza, and Lebanon. These talks highlight Israel's strategic focus on bolstering its defense and international partnerships. Meanwhile, JNS reported the IDF's operation in southern Lebanon, targeting what it calls terrorist villages. This follows the killing of 3 Hezbollah operatives. Such actions are part of Israel's broader efforts to dismantle threats along its northern border, impacting both security dynamics and civilian safety in the region. Moving on to I-24 News, the safe departure of a U.S. citizen from Iran after a year-long exit ban marks a diplomatic success. It reflects ongoing international efforts to resolve sensitive cases involving foreign nationals in Iran. Finally, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency's report on the shift among Jewish Republicans shows a political realignment. Concerns about anti-Semitism and political rhetoric are influencing their support ahead of the 2028 elections. In financial news, first, Walla Business reports that Ohad Tenenbaum, known as the Analyzer, was arrested in Europe. He is suspected of managing a massive hacking operation affecting hundreds of workers and generating significant monthly revenue. Separately, CTEC highlights a $45 million investment led by Sequoia into Nim Ravid's venture Sable. This Israeli entrepreneur is developing AI employees capable of performing tasks traditionally done by humans. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes the shekel's strengthening against the dollar. Despite this, prices haven't dropped significantly, affecting only a small percentage of construction companies. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.